So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Load it up today. We hope to bring you, and you'll see as the show unfolds, guy we've had on a dozen times, and is really an American hero, Stephen Sun, who was the head of the Capitol Police on January 6th, because I want to get his perspective at what's happened here. Just moments ago, the Washington Post dropped it. That the National Guard officials, I guess this is at the national level, all right? The Joint Task Force, this type of thing, overseeing the deployment in Washington, they say that they inadvertently sent documents out and inadvertently documents talking about the shame, embarrassment, and fear of veterans in the National Guard because of the Washington deployment were sent inadvertently. Have I said that enough? To the Washington Post. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what we're fighting here? Can you imagine these people? I'm going to play you Van Jones, who I've had on the show. And I see Scott Jennings tells me he gets along with him. But boy, you talk about a moment here that's so off kilter. We are in an existential threat against people who are trying to tell us maniacs, like the guy who viciously killed that woman on that light rail from the refugee from Ukraine. And by the way, we're reaching out to the Silicon Valley guy who is putting up $500,000 so that we have murals, $10,000 a mural he wants in major cities of IRENA across the country. And I want to see which one of these cities will try to reject it or get in the way or say it's hateful or it's stirring up trouble. All the other murals we have to see. Now, this is one that needs to be done. So good for this guy. We hope to get him on $500,000 program to put up murals remembering her as the face of what we're up against. So here's Van Jones talking about the guy who killed her. And then I'll give you more detail on these people leaking stuff from the National Guard. How many people in America just want business as usual? Just want us, look, it's your actions. You can mouth and say, well, of course I'm against crime. No, you're not. You got a choice here. Are you going to stop it or are you not going to stop it? So what should have been done with this guy? First of all, he shouldn't have been in jail on the various charges he had. Second, he should have been committed because of the schizophrenia or whatever the difficulty is. until he has some degree of normalcy to be out there and not killing us. Is that a side to be on? Democrats in the main are not on that side. All right, here's Van Jones. And again, Van Jones is a guy who at times you can agree with. What's going on in his mind to take compassion toward this guy who murdered in cold blood in a savage manner, to put it mildly? Here's Van Jones.
You know, let me just say a couple of things. One is, I mean, what happened to that young woman was horrible. And it's everybody's nightmare. If you're in any public space, a subway, whatever, that something bad is going to happen to you or somebody you care about. So it does strike a chord. We don't know why that man did what he did. And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering. It's wrong. Then he says that if something like that had happened the other way, there would be sweeping changes imposed on society. Where is the George Floyd Policing Act? It didn't pass. Even when you had a white police officer murder a black man on live television, the whole world saw, there were no sweeping changes. In fact, not one law was passed at the federal level. So that's I think that's an important thing to point out. The other thing is, you mentioned the thing about cashless bail. I think this is a big challenge that we have. Would you have felt better if there had been cash bail and the mom had come and put down $1,000 to let him out? It's not about cashless bail or no cashless bail. It's about the fact that we don't know how to deal with people who were hurting in the way this man was hurting. Hurt people hurt people. What happened was horrible, but it becomes an opportunity for people to jump on bandwagons. And then for someone like Charlie Kirk, he should be ashamed of himself. No one mentioned the word race, white, black, or anything except him. What people mentioned is the horror of what happened to this young woman.
Right. Van, I'm going to agree with you. I don't care who was white.
Okay.
Who was black.
All right. This idea he was hurting is the thing that rings here with me. Inappropriate at best in this. Does it have something to do with the fact that she's a white woman? Yes, it appears to have something to do. It definitively has to do with the media coverage of this, the narrative that they were uninterested in. That part is incontrovertible. That's the way it rolls. That's the way that it goes. So just before the show, National Guard documents cite fear, veteran shame over their presence. So they want to have it both ways. They say, the Washington Post says, with these documents that were inadvertently sent to them, that on one hand, they're doing too much or taking over policing duties. Then on the other hand, when they can, they're beautifying, picking up trash. They don't like that. What's wrong with this? You know what? They are asking for it again. Progressives, Democrats, and people inside this National Guard operation. How politicized this is. Internal documents, the shame, the embarrassment, the fear they have. Who's in charge? Who is leaking this? Now, this is the type of thing where the Trump administration, and I'm sure it must be underway, they have to get to the bottom of this. We need to break this up and see who it is that's allegedly cataloging all this and then leaking it to outfits like the Washington Post. They say one soldier has been credited with helping the apparent victim of a drug overdose by giving them Narcan. Officials have insisted that troops are not policing. Their actions have sometimes blurred the lines between soldiering and law enforcement. Well, I have to say, based upon the difficulties with this, we have not seen an incident where the guard has gotten caught up in a shootout or the guard has been charged with going overboard here. They're a deterrent presence. They are a presence that frees up police to be doing other things. It's a force multiplier. And it's an added factor of making people feel there's something different happening. That's why the mayor of Washington, Bowser, has signed off on this essentially indefinitely, well past the 1 month part of this, recommending that. Now, what we are in a pitch battle in America right now are forces of the status quo that are accepting this and will come up with any reason not to break in and stop this, including not publicizing The woman who was brutally murdered and bled out. And by the way, on that, I have to say, positive note, there was one guy who came to her aid. And I'm not going to condemn all those people in there. Some of them were afraid of the maniac who was still there. And others, God knows what they were thinking. I mean, we know about the duty to help her there. My God, what a way to die. But there was one guy, African-American guy, who tried to come to her aid after the stabbing. And she looks to be in a state where she can't believe what's happening to her. She doesn't fully know that she's dying at that point or what to do. My God. The family, the upside, there are two upsides to this. The mural that I mentioned, and her family, when asked about taking her back to Ukraine to be buried, said no. She's going to be buried here. She loved America. In the face of all this, those are two pretty positive things. Here locally, it's on my mind, the Houlihan up there in Chester County, because a judge on Friday knocked down big parts of the Lake and Riley Act. Remember Lake and Riley, illegal immigrants, the savagery of that attack, as unconstitutional, an Obama-appointed judge. And Houlihan, I guess the people in the suburbs, the insulated people in the suburbs, don't think it can happen to them. She voted against Lake and Riley. If you're there in Chester County, then why do you worry when that maniac who walked out of the prison, climbed the wall and got out of the prison was on the loose? Why was everybody so afraid? Houlihan's not going to protect you with the Lake and Riley Act, and you can't wait to vote for her. So as I see it today, it hasn't been clearer. This Washington Post expose, these people inside the National Guard, my God, anything to stop what needs to be done. This is a surge. It's something that's short-lived to try to restore some order, get things going back, and it's working in Washington. 855-839-1210. This is the face of what people face anytime you put a Democrat and progressives into power. This is the way they're going to think. That's why this case is so potent. We have compelling footage of it. We have a classic Willie Horton 14 times. We have the question, what are you going to do with people that are public menaces, particularly on public transportation? Are you going to say they have a right to be public menaces? We have Krasner downgrading, to me, what is a clear-cut murder at 12th and Chestnut, broad daylight on Saturday, to some kind of manslaughter charge. All right, we'll talk to Judge Dugan, who's running against him, about that. This is a classic Krasner. Any way to downgrade, any way to find. I think he's mad because the woman who was killed had a weapon, had a gun. It was taken away ultimately, but it had a gun. So she's the bad guy here. This poor homeless man beating up his girlfriend, apparently, at 12th and Chestnut in broad daylight shouldn't be intervened by anybody. These are the two sides. There's very little room in the middle. All right, let me give you the side question today. 855-839-1210 will get you on board. I'm trying to remember which day it was. Robert of Ben Salem called in. We were talking about brand names. Yeah, and he talked about Adidas and how they did that to get away. The German guy who did it, his name was Adolf, and how they changed it. And I said, I had someone way back when, it was a woman, was kind of pretentious, maybe attractive, but pretentious, and called it Adidas. Apparently, that was like the elevated way of saying Adidas. Oh, you say tomato, I say tomato. So we are looking for either a word, a person, or even better, some kind of activity that you think when people do it, it's pretentious, okay? Things like, now Dan and Henry and I and all were together. I'll give you one that jumps out at me. When you wear the sweater knotted around your neck with the shirt, you're just asking for it. Women, guys, it's just outrageous.
Go back to the croquet club.
Yeah, the croquet. Yeah, we seem to agree on the Rolex. No, you didn't agree. I thought it was. And Dan thinks Manhattan clam chowder is pretentious. I didn't agree on that. Being driven too much, I think, is pretentious. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Oh, no, not being driven. Well, the first one I'll take off the board. As a former member of the Rich Zioli Show, I'd be remiss if I did not take Matt DeSantis off.
Okay.
Harvard alumni.
Right.
Rolex wearer, as you just said. You know,
Apple watching.
Big watch aficionado. I'd be remiss if I didn't put him on. And the other one I'm going to take off is brands that decide to put their logo over everything, like they plaster their logo everything. And especially if it's a very high-end luxury brand. I don't need to, I can see you're wearing it. I can clearly see that you're wearing this very nice clothes. Mm-hmm. I don't need the obnoxious patterns every 5 seconds to, you know, let me know that, you know what, your sweatshirt's worth $500. I get it.
All right, pretentious. Want to get your calls in next. We got a very special guest coming up. You agree with me that that's what this comes down to. That's the element that goes through this. And how dare the National Guard now, inadvertently, it's right in the Washington Post story. Documents were sent inadvertently to several sources, including the Washington Post. I'm not saying National Guard stuff in Washington for people going through that. But they're not being told the higher purpose. They're buying into the idea this is just politics. No, it's not. That Trump is just doing this politically. So saving lives, preventing crime, setting a new standard in Washington, that's just politics. This is what we've come down to with the media, Democrats, progressives. This is where we are. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Your call's coming up, and I'll tell you about our special guest at 1230. Okay.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, it is Dom time. Got the side question. Pretentious. It just came with that Adidas thing. More on inadvertently sending documents to the Washington Post. Let's go to Norm in West Oak Lane. Hey, Norm, welcome in.
Thanks, Dom. I rarely get through, but I got to get to work soon. Thanks for taking me. People who wear shorts in cold weather.
Why is that pretentious to you?
Well, I mean, you know, most people bundle up in the cold weather, but,
yeah.
You know, I to me, it shows attention getting. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Attention
getting. All right. That's what it is. Yeah. Dr. Jim.
Okay.
Dr. Jim Corey, glad you got through, Norm. Okay.
It is. It's nothing worse than that. There's the kids in high school are standing at the bus stop and it's like 20 degrees and they're wearing basketball shorts. Like, what are you doing?
Okay. Yeah. Trying to prove something pretentious. Okay. Yeah, it fits. All right. So it could be a person, a word, the pronunciation, something of that nature is what we're looking for on the side. This situation, though, with this killing in Charlotte and now the National Guard inadvertently sending these documents to various news sources saying, oh, my God, we're ashamed, we're embarrassed, we're fearful. Amazing. You know, they may have polled people, and I guess, you know, it's not duty where you feel that there's a flood and you go home after a couple days. I get it. Or you're in a front line in a combat zone. But look at what they're doing in Washington. What more can we point to say, yes, this is politicized. This is, and they rant in here about the strike force that the Trump administration has put together to instantly put down unrest, something that might happen, that's rioting, that kind of thing. How in the world are these people in the military or the National Guard, the people that leak this, how do you send something inadvertently to the Washington Post? Here's a little survey we did. This sucks. Trump sucks. It's business as usual. It's the status quo. We're being told by Democrats, one way or another, the media, their reluctance to go with this story, even the story of this guy killing the woman at 12th and Chestnut in Philadelphia, I think is underplayed. You don't hear people like the mayor and others saying, not on my watch. Again, I'll make the point. 3 o'clock in the morning, out there in the middle of nowhere and something happens, we still have to go to the full pursuit of the law. But you know, and I know, that when it reaches a level that at a spot like 12th and Chestnut in broad daylight on a Saturday, you're engaging, and this guy's homeless. They said he hangs out at the 7-Eleven there, and the woman that was with him that he was fighting with. And then the other woman has the gun, and they get it off her. And you've seen the video, hopefully, by now, and then he executes her. That's not manslaughter. That's not Krasnering it. That's exactly what he's doing. And Judge Dugan has spoken out about it. He's going to be on at 1:30 today running against Krasner. This is what Krasner does. Does it matter in Philadelphia that you have something this horrific happen? Hey, by the way, too, with all the camera stuff, I'll get to the speed cameras and your red light cameras and more cameras. We have this guy on how many cameras? We have the guy who assassinated Officer Sergeant Fitzgerald at Temple on how many cameras? And what does it do in the end? No death penalty. We don't even know what time. Oh, he's a young man. He's got to get out someday. In this case, we have the footage. Did it stop Krasner? In the case of the speed cameras, and I'll go through this in more detail, I do resent them. I resent it because we still have that city council law where cops can't do their job. Taillight out, other violations, no license, no tags, that kind of thing. And yet, we're going to put up more cameras here. That's always the solution. And are we going to really go after the people that are completely violating the law every day? No. The red light cameras are worse because there, in a nanosecond, you may have to make a decision that could cause an accident because you didn't want to go through, you got caught. The speed camera, not quite as bad, but it's the same mentality. Are cameras going to bail us out? Again, look at the examples I gave. No, what's going to bail us out is putting the criminals in jail, executing those who commit murder, and restoring that sort of stuff. And getting these people at the National Guard, can you imagine when they get these surveys, what are they doing to try to explain to the National Guard how valuable it is what they're doing? No, I think they're jumping up and down with joy that they have the evidence that they can send to the Washington Post to stop Trump. If they're successful here, this is a big story that's breaking. More people will die. This is what it comes down to. You got to make a choice here. Let's go to Brock in Charlestown, Pennsylvania, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brock, welcome in.
Hello, Dom. I share your rage. I mean, the fact that, by the way, that the attack was horrific. Like, I have three daughters, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to imagine, like, one of my daughters in that chair, in that seat.
Oh, yes. You know,
it's horrific. There's that. The other thing is the fact that the president's first job in the Constitution is to, take care of the safety of his
Absolutely.
People.
That's number one.
So what Trump's doing is like, oh, my God, like they can't handle it, Tom.
Yeah.
The Dems can't handle it.
But can you imagine having the nerve to say inadvertently it got sent to The Washington Post?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Van Jones is a human piece of filth. Henry, I'll make sure you don't have to dump. Yeah. He is a human piece of filth. Because what he tried to bring into play about, you know, this whole kid and his whole life. Listen, we've all had tough lives, okay? This guy needs to go away for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, this is the choice. His rights, or our rights, not to be menaced, and sadly, in the case of this young woman, killed. Brock,
nothing.
Go ahead.
It affected me with an A.
Sure.
You know, I have three daughters who like to, take trains and subways and stuff. And I saw that, the fear in that girl's eyes. It's like, it's horrific. How can any way possibly can you defend that in any way?
It's beyond belief. What's your side today? What's pretentious?
Pump your brakes.
Yeah, you don't like that expression, okay?
No, I'm a power guy. Somebody said that to me. My head explodes. I'm like, okay, Dom, I'm 60, okay? So I've been around the block a couple times. And it was like, you say pump your brakes. I'm like, okay.
Gotcha, Brock. All right, everybody has one. All right, what's pretentious here? If you don't have something you find pretentious, I'd be amazed.
I mean, when he said it to you, yeah, it's almost like he was kind of like one up okay. you. Like, well, what's yeah. your answer? Pump your brakes, Dom.
There you go. Exactly. All right. So good ones right out of the box. Hit us with that. Coming up, special guest. Ryan Boyer is the head of the 40,000 person men and women building trades. All those things together here in Philadelphia. He is also a big proponent. He's done radio with me and podcast of school choice. He also is very much involved in the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the country. So we'll start off with that. But I do want to talk with school choice. He sees the importance of it and what's playing out in Harrisburg. Why isn't it getting done? He's right on the money. What can he do? That's all straight ahead at 855-839-1210. You can get in. Hey, let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, and dentist. I'm thrilled to tell you that the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist or a general dentist, you could use some backup. Well, we have you covered for all those things. Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. I've told you all the improvements in my oral health. You'll get on that same road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule your appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949 or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, Big Issues, Big Gas, Philadelphia, 250th big celebrations, birth of the country. But in addition to that, Ryan Boyer, who is the business manager for the Philadelphia Building Construction Trades Council, I believe 40,000 members, it's the big consortium of that, is a powerhouse. And he and I have talked now twice about school choice, which is in play again in Harrisburg this time around. So let's go to Ryan Boyer on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ryan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Don. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Very well. I hope you're well. And again, when we talked yesterday, you reminded me the building trades, and you are somebody who is across the board in Philadelphia, involved in a lot of stuff. What would you tell us is going to happen for the 250th? And how is it going? Are there any hurdles to be ready?
Well, the hurdle is, as it is always, is financing, Dom.
Right.
But I believe that Philadelphia will show off and show out for the 250th birthday of our democracy. And it shows the resiliency of our democracy. And the reason why I take specific pride is because the Declaration of Independence was signed in Carpenter's Hall, which was the first union hall in our country. So we have a history of craftsmen and guildsmen getting together in Philadelphia to do it. In fact, we have the most famous apprentice in the world chose Philadelphia to be his adopted home in Ben Franklin.
So, nicely played. Wrapped the whole message.
We should be. We should be really proud, and I think that in this environment where we're fighting, this is something that can bring both sides together, both the red side and the blue side, and put a little white in it. Then we're all red, white, and blue. We're all Americans as we celebrate this great birthplace of democracy. And I think that part of us talking to each other on both sides, no matter how big the vitriol gets, it's the strength of our country that we can have disagreements without having civil wars.
Absolutely. Well, you are somebody who straddles both. And I see that Harrisburg now, at least the people we had on, Ryan, we're talking about school choice again, of all kinds of school choice. You and were good enough to come on the air and do a podcast with me. And you wrote a piece in which you talked about the need of urgency, like fixing I-95. But how do you reconcile that when we get to the governor's race, where whoever the governor is would be a real player one way or the other for school choice? You are effusively supporting Governor Shapiro, but Governor Shapiro is not somebody who is willing to put it on the line, in my view, for school choice.
Well, I think you're mistaken.
Okay.
I think Governor Shapiro wants school choice, but he wants it in a way that he wants it, and wants it only when it's necessary, right? Because I don't think that you should have, I think you should have school choice when the other choices are horrible. Like, I wouldn't say that if you lived in a great school district like Swarthmore, you need school choice, because the public school is a great choice for you there, right? So he wants to limit it to places that really needs it. I mean, Governor Shapiro's talked about this. He's shown courage there because of the fierce urgency of now. We don't want to miseducate anyone. You look at the Philadelphia School District. They've redone the way that they pick the special admit schools, because it's so important that parents cry about it. It's almost like a lottery for your life. And we shouldn't have that, Don.
Okay, but let me interrupt, Ryan, and go back to a couple points, though. One, with Josh Shapiro, though. You mean to say, though, the last time around, the last bite at the apple, your argument seems to be he was powerless to craft something that would address what you like about this. Let's leave Swarthmore aside for a second. Why didn't he at least do that?
I don't think that Josh Shapiro, I think that you have three players at the table, right?
Okay.
You have the House, you have the Senate, and then you have the governor. I don't think that the House caucus was willing to take that up. I don't think that you can put that at the feet of Governor Shapiro. I think that Governor Shapiro wanted it, and if you talk to Republicans and school choice advocates on either side, they'll tell you that they had a willing partner in the governor, willing to talk about it, willing to be open about it. But, you know, you have three players at the table, and one of them didn't want to dance. And the way that you get a budget done in Pennsylvania is that you have the House move legislation to the Senate, and then the Senate brings it to the governor's desk. And that's why we don't have a budget now, because we're one of the few divided legislatures in the country.
Ryan, we do have the candidate on the other side who is deeply for school choice. Why not support that? The pushback was pretty strong, I think, when Stacey Garrity announced. In other words, is school choice not something major in your mind? You're willing to settle for Josh Shapiro's arguments here. I'm kind of surprised at that, because I deem you as a guy who says urgency. We got to get it done now.
No, it has to be urgent, but we always have to be measured in the approach. Josh Shapiro's created a lot of jobs. He has brought the largest private investment in Pennsylvania's history in the data center that Amazon is doing. I mean, you cannot just discount the enormous goodwill that we have in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania with a governor like Josh Shapiro, centrist, down the middle, not too hot, not too cold. I think that Josh Shapiro has been a phenomenal governor in this one issue. I'm not a single issue voter. I don't like that, because listen, what if we have school choice, but we have an environment where we don't have jobs, where they shut down unions' right to organize and things of that? I should be kicked out of my job for that.
Well, true, but I mean, let me get into it a little bit. You supported Stacey Garrity before, rare for a Republican, so it doesn't strike me you made a mistake there, that she would be the type of person that would be anti-union in the manner you just talked about.
Well, listen, Dom, we supported Stacey Garrity. Mm-hmm. And I'm a person that's big on your word. When I say that I'm going to do something, I do it. When I say that I'm not going to do something, I'm not going to do it. And she went back on her word, and so therefore we won't support her. But we also think that we have a great governor now. So Stacey Garrity is going to run. And you also have Mastriano's running on the Republican side. So we don't know who will come out of that primary.
Well, if I have anything to do with it, if I have anything to do with it, it won't be Doug Mastriano. I'll take that right now.
I'm sure of that. But listen, I think we have a great governor, and I don't want to trade him in for any governor in the country. I think that if I take all 50 states, I think we have the absolute best, and I want to keep the best. And I don't agree 100% with my wife, but I still love her, and I'm going to keep her.
I have to get Mrs. Boyer on, but Ryan, I would go back to, here's how I would put it in my mind. Somebody who is not as deeply committed to school choice as I think you are, at least in talks or as I am, they're suspect to me on anything. In other words, I'll take you back to what you said. Josh Shapiro seems to have great political talent. You mean to say if he wanted to, he couldn't push aside Bradford and whoever else it is in the House side politically and get it done? I mean, here's a man, Josh, who said every child of God, and I would hope he meant it then. Wouldn't he be able to do that?
Well, listen, I think that Shapiro has a lot, Governor Shapiro is more politically talented than me, and he's far more articulate on all of his issues that he has to balance. And when you're dealing with a legislature, I don't have to deal with a legislature. Mm-hmm. I could just be really ideologically pure without any, having to work with any constituency. And I think that philosophically it is, when your zip code determines your outcome,
yes,
I have a problem with that, right? The city of Philadelphia is 50th out of 50 big cities in upward mobility, meaning that you're born in poverty, you stay there. And we have a great mayor who's going to tackle those type of issues, but it starts with education. A story like mine is possible because I got a good Jesuit education, right?
Right.
And I want everyone to have that. I don't want anyone trapped in schools that are substandard or performing poorly because of their zip code and they don't have the money to make the choice that my family made.
I would take you back to this, though, because I'm really intrigued your thinking on this. All right. So you say Josh Shapiro essentially did what he could, or he sees it more limited. How about these people in the House? You are a real powerhouse, big time. I mean, look at what you've done. Congratulations with the new stadium stuff, et cetera. And you are a genuine guy on choice in your life story. I bond with you on that. Why would you not have pushed them a little bit more to get out of the way then? Because as I understand it, several
That's
people tell me
that I did not push, right?
Well, I mean, publicly.
That's assuming that I did not push.
But why not publicly? Because this is, you are right, this is the underclass. And a guy that seems to be the driving force is a white guy from the suburbs, Bradford. I mean, I don't think he's got as much credibility here, you know what I mean, as maybe Anthony Williams and people like that. Not that race is the totality. But it's strange.
No, race isn't the totality, but I will say that what the totality is poverty.
Right.
And I don't want to make this an urban suburban district because rural people face
sure.
the same similar problems in some of the suburban districts that are in poor neighborhoods face the same thing. So we have to we have to get something that we can get passed down that could sustain the test of time, and we want to bring. When I want to bring consensus, I tend to not do it publicly. I'll state my opinion publicly, and if need be, I will throw some flames. But I met with Matt Bradford. I met with other people of the General Assembly as well, other members of the General Assembly.
What's your argument, Ryan? You don't have to go as word for word. I wouldn't ask that. Private conversation. I see no argument here. What in the world is the argument for Bradford and others that you have conversations with? Can you just tell us? What do they stand on?
Well, it's the same argument that most people have that oppose school choice, is that a dollar given to a charter school is a dollar taken away from a public school, and public schools are already under-resourced, right? And my argument to that is let them fight for it. Let's give let's have let's have a you know let's let's pay the kid, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say the kid is worth $12,000, and then you give bonuses for things that happen well. So if we increase our scores by 10%, you know, you get a bonus. So instead of 12, you get 13. So you create competition, healthy competition that is good, and it'll cream to the great schools, and then those students will go to the great schools. And I've also argued that the argument between public and charter is done. That argument is done. We already have over 140,000 students in Philadelphia in charter schools, and another 60,000 on the waiting list. The parents, the customers, so to speak, have chosen that they like charters, right? So that argument is out the window. It's like, how do we expand to charters and hold them accountable in a fair way? Because part of the problem as well is, in Philadelphia at least, you have the, you know, the people that judge charters when they should be taken away and when they should be given are the same people that are in charge with the district-run schools. I think you have an inherent, you know, conflict of interest there that we probably need an independent body.
I couldn't agree with you more. I wanted to go back to something or talk about something coming up, and this might be a test, and to see what you're going to say, maybe even publicly, under the big, beautiful bill, so-called, that was passed. The money that comes to the states is strings. It's not taken from the public schools. It's an add-on where, as you know, people contribute to these nonprofits, and then the money goes out in scholarships. Some governors have already declared that they will take that money. It's an obvious thing. Do you not think Governor Shapiro should declare that? Do you see any possible objection that you could have to taking essentially free money?
I'm not versed on. I'm versed on the Opportunity Scholarship. My family and I, we take advantage of that where we direct our tax dollars to go to schools of our choice. So I'm generally in favor of it, but I don't know what type of impact it'll have on a budget. So I hate to speak out of ignorance, and I haven't studied that part of the big ugly bill, but I've sure studied the part of the Medicaid part.
Okay, we could talk about that one at some point, too. But I would tell you, you have trust with me. We've had good conversations that it's very clear, not going to affect the budget. In fact, there's money in there, and you could look it up, that would go to public schools that want extra tutoring or computers. It's not millions of dollars, but it's impactful, and nothing comes out of the public school budget. People just, like you, contributing as you did, they contribute in that manner. And then that money will go towards scholarship money. Nothing comes out of the public schools.
Well, no, Dom. Once I study it, you know, I'm not ducking the conversation. I'll come back.
Oh, sure.
But I like to be articulate, and I don't like to put on the airways something that I don't know.
That is fair enough. Yeah. So give us what happens now with the 250th. What are some of the intermediate steps, Ryan? Will we be seeing a rollout of something here, there? Or where do people go to contribute?
Well, I think the 250, you can go to Philly250.org. That's where you can go to contribute. But you're going to have also the FIFA. So you have the World Cup events here. Mm-hmm. You have Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. So everyone is coming to Philadelphia that year. And I just think it's a great time for us. And listen, on July 4th, wouldn't it be great in the quarterfinal rounds to have the United States versus England in a soccer match to see who goes to the final?
That would be, as long as we win,
and
yes.
Different draws. I know who I'm rooting for.
Okay. Well, Ryan, thank you. And again, once you're ready, we'll talk again. We'll talk about the big, beautiful, big, ugly bill in your words, whenever you want.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Dom, and I appreciate these conversations because they make us all better.
Absolutely.
And I think the way that you get to a greater society is to have both sides flesh it out in a public manner.
Absolutely. So Ryan, couldn't agree more. Got to meet you in person soon. Thank you, Ryan, very much.
Thanks.
All right. Ryan Boyer, business manager, the building trades, 40,000 strong. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, we had a new space there for Governor Shapiro that I hadn't heard before. Well, he supports it, but not in the manner of broadening it away from the really destitute schools. I haven't heard him say that, but that's what we heard from a real powerhouse here. We'll take a look at that. Okay. I'll give you a little bit of a taste of what we saw last night with President Trump coming into Joe's Seafood restaurant with the entire cabinet. was that Mussolini? Code Pink was there calling him Hitler. Did that look like Hitler was going to banish them to some gulag? All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. You know, living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchased of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Softgels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart. Apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue's LDL XQ10 will be at it for free. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, just use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com. Do it today. Okay, it is Dom time. Ryan Boyer, powerhouse here. You hear the argument. I don't know if we advance the ball a little bit here vis-a-vis Governor Shapiro, because I don't remember him saying, well, I'm in favor of school choice, just not that kind of school choice of the school districts that are doing pretty well. All right. I haven't heard it before. We're noodling it. We'll take your calls on it. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We're hoping to get Stephen's son on today. The guy was a former head of the Capitol Police who got fired, even though he did a really good job on January 6th, because this National Guard story is just incredibly distressing. Got some more sound on what's happening around the Charlotte killing. And it's Houlihan woman, the congresswoman in Chester County. She gets away with it because they're insulated from reality. On Friday, a judge knocked down the Lake and Riley Act, an Obama-appointed judge. Right out of the textbook, unconstitutional. Houlihan again says the same thing. So suburban voters, do they feel this removed from what we're seeing at any moment, particularly out in Chester County, notorious for illegal immigration? Why were people so crazed when that guy that's here illegally from Brazil crab walked up the side of a wall and escaped the prison? Did they forget about that? The menace that was out there? But she represents him. She cannot abide the Lake and Riley Act. I believe Mikey Sherrill, the first time around, was absent on the vote for it. You got to take a side on this, and they are taking a side. They're taking the side on the status quo. They don't really want to protect people. To protect people, you have to do what we're seeing play out now based on the Charlotte thing. The death penalty, Trump said yesterday, is in play. It should be in play. All right, big 1 o'clock hour coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.